Log Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up on this rainy Sunday morning. My name is Michael Van Tool. The show is brought to you in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Also, the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina the Queen of Car Loans. Heaven Sent Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill and disabled, Livinoise Dental Care, keep your smile bright. And we have the Sunday morning team here. First up is Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. She's an author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Yes. And prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader here on the program, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our wonderful team. And good morning to our listening audience.
Great. And I know our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey, is up. She caught the early show this morning, which our guest was Damon Lester, head of the National Association of Minority Auto Dealers Association. And we were happy to have him as our special guest on the show. And speaking of our political analyst, home care advocate and community organizer, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Great. Glad that you guys are here and up early on a Sunday morning. And we are really excited about today's program. Got news and weather coming up in a minute. Also, we're going to open up some phone lines. Missionary Hattie Humphrey is waiting in the wings. She'll be here in about 30 minutes. Had a great opportunity to have dinner and breakfast with Missionary Humphrey. And, of course, we had Kimberly, our first face-to-face dinner meeting at Franklin Wright in over a year. It was great
yes.
to see everybody, you know, and I RSVP'd basically because I wanted to see everybody, you know.
Exactly. Same here.
Yeah, so it was great. And then me and Missionary will have a breakfast also this week. So can't wait for her to jump on the line in about 30 minutes. All right. Also, let me just give a shout out to Optimal IT Solutions. If you want your laptop repaired, desktop repaired, tablets, call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. And then, of course, Livinoise Dental Care. Keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. All right, when we come back, we've got news and weather right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining us this morning. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 25 minutes. In the news this morning, according to CNN, over 30 million people are under heat alerts across the western states as temperatures are forecast to soar well into the triple digits this weekend. California is impacted most, in addition to major metro areas in the southwest. Record-breaking temperatures will be breaking all-time records over the next few days. The highest heat risk level of 4 has been issued for California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. Parts of Canada are also experiencing excessive heat, with shellfish, mussels, and clams cooking in their shells on the beaches in western Canada. The current record temperature in Utah is 117. Las Vegas recorded a record high 117 yesterday. Sacramento is expected to hit 114 this weekend. Death Valley could hit 132 this weekend after soaring to 130 degrees on Friday, the highest since 1931. Michigan State Police helicopters are assisting Detroit police in arresting drag racers. This warm weekend brought out the expected drag races across the city as DPD continues their crackdown on illegal racing. Video captures cars doing donuts and drivers taking off as police arrive. In a video published yesterday, racers strike a patrol car as it tries to get away. The chopper followed the vehicle onto I-96, where it ran out of gas near Grand River. Three people inside fled on foot, but police were able to apprehend the driver and one other passenger with the help of state helicopters. Henrietta Ivy, you're next up. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So listen, August 3rd, fastly approaching with the primary election. Wanted to alert citizens of Detroit to make sure that you're registered to vote and that you are out there getting information on the candidates that are running, and also understanding all the different proposals that may be on the ballot on August 3rd. So I want to touch a little bit about Proposal P. I'm not going to get in depth about what it all the revisions and everything, but I do want to alert the people that if you want to know about this proviso, there is information on the website at the Charter Commission's website. You can definitely go to that website, pull up the revised Charter Commission that is right now being argued in the Supreme Court, and you will see what the revisions are in black and white, and that way you can determine for yourself if these revisions are what you or what they are, what the citizens want for the city of Detroit, as opposed to all the propaganda that's going out about the proposal being not good for the citizens of Detroit and it's going to cost all these money to the tune of $2 billion. So I just tell everybody, just research it, compare it with the 2012 charter and look at the new revisions for the 2018 charter, and then that way you'll have the information for yourself as opposed to someone telling you what it is. So then that way when it gets on the ballot, you'll be able to make a better informed decision about that proposal. And to also say, make sure you're checking out all your candidates, reading their backgrounds, doing their history check. Again, being informed to make sure that you are voting for the right leadership for the city of Detroit. Other than that, that's what I have for political news this morning.
Henrietta, why is it every time these proposals, especially, well, all the proposals, but especially the charter proposals, they're always so complicated? It's not as simple as, you know, like you said, the rhetoric. This group says yes and this say no. It's not that simple. You really have to research it. Like you said, you got to read it through and research it for yourself, because when you hear it from certain people, they usually have an agenda, but you really have to mm-hmm. understand it. It's so confusing sometimes.
Well, you know, with that being said, Michael, this is why I indicated to for everyone, if they have access to a computer or internet. And let me be clear, in that proposal revision, that is one of the revisions that the Charter Commission is trying to implement, is getting better broadband for all the citizens in the city of Detroit. Because let's be clear, everybody, our internet service here in the city is really crappy, and we're paying a lot of money just to get good internet services. So in part of that revision, it talks about broadbanding for all the citizens of Detroit and making it free for citizens of Detroit. So it's a lot of good revisions in this Charter Commission revisal. And again, I just tell everyone to pull it up, read it for yourself. It's in black and white. It's nothing hidden. Then that way we will be informed. And it's in layman terms. It's not language that you don't understand. The language is very, very elementary. So citizens will be able to understand what those revisions mean and how it's going to help all the citizens and make this city a better city to live in. So, you know, it can be complicated because of the fact that, you know, the language can be complicated, but the revisions, when you see the revisions, you'll see that, okay, now I understand what they mean when they say this or say that. So it's just all about researching for yourself. One thing I've learned in this life, you can't take everybody's word for it. You hear the word and you go research the word, and that's how you know.
Right. And I know I can feel an extended program coming up on the races and politics, because the primary is on August 3rd. So I know you're going to be focusing on it too.
Absolutely.
And I think we may go to an extended program one Sunday morning too, between now and August 3rd, or even on August 3rd.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing a special edition on before the August 3rd race, but I'm going to be doing a special edition on what's going on in Detroit politics in the park. So I'm just actually getting all that together, because I definitely want to inform people, and I'm going to have some candidates on talking about this proposal as well.
Okay, great. All right, thank you, Henrietta Ivey. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. So you guys know I have a feel-good story for you. But I want to start off with a scripture, because when I read this story, it reminded me of the scripture. So I want us to keep in mind Ecclesiastes 4, chapter 4, verses 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, and hath not another to lift him up. My feel-good story is co-workers donate their kidneys to save each other's husbands. The COVID-19 pandemic has put life as we knew it on hold for more than a year. But as things finally settle back into a new normal, people are returning to the workplace. For two co-workers, catching up during a chance encounter, swapping news serendipitously, turned into a life-saving exchange. Susan Ellis and Tia Wimbush both work at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Ironically, both Tia's husband, Rodney, and Susan's husband, Lance, were on a waiting list for kidney transplants. As the two compare notes, talking over the ups and downs of their husband's conditions, the subject of blood types came up. Thanks to a piece of random information, the women suddenly realized they might be potential donor matches for the other's husband. My thought immediately was that we could help each other and stop the suffering of two families, Tia told Good Morning America. I called Rodney immediately, and he and I were both just committed to moving forward and trying to help two families. When the tests were run, it turned out Tia and Susan were indeed matches made in heaven for one another's husbands. Both wives were granted donor approval last October, but before the December surgeries could be performed, Lance suffered a setback and had to be hospitalized. Once his condition was stable, the procedures were rescheduled for January. Then Susan tested positive for COVID-19 and was forced into a mandatory quarantine. The procedures were postponed again. After Susan got the all clear, the operations were rescheduled, this time for March 19th. As the old saying goes, the third time was the charm, and both transplants were successful. The couples convalesced in close proximity on the same hospital floor, each other as soon as they were able. While Tia and Susan's downtime was a little more protracted than they had originally envisioned, Lance and Rodney's marked post-operative improvement more than made up for any short-term discomfort they might have felt. The two thankful husbands, freed from hours of crippling dialysis, are looking forward to spending many happy years of quality time with their loved ones, which now includes their extended kidney families. There's a quote, "Our story is a story of kindness. It ended up in a kidney exchange. That was the result of it. But it started with human beings just human beings and checking on each other," Susan told GMA. "We're so busy with social media and texting and thinking that's not my business that we can self-isolate and we don't check on our neighbors. In addition to reminding folks to reach out to one another on a human level, both families hope their story will inspire others to think about being living transplant donors. You can learn more about the process of organ donations at organdonor.gov.
Wow, what a sacrifice. What a story. Thank you.
You're welcome. That,
yeah, those some of those stories out of the pandemic are just like heartbreaking. And some people went through so much during that time, and thank God that that we didn't have to experience that. But some
exactly.
people had this been some rough times for a lot of people uh-huh. since last March. But yes, that's a great story. Thank you. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning. I agree that's a beautiful story. Many have experienced so much during the pandemic. And just to add to that story, you know, consider your license and making sure that you are an organ donor. Having that little heart on your license does not put you in a position like something's going to happen to you. It's not taboo. It's not some weird thing that's going to happen if you sign up to be an organ donor, even after life. So I always encourage people to sign up when you go to the Secretary of State so that someone's life can be enhanced even after you're no longer here. This morning, I thought about the simple sentence, a short sentence, two words, why me? And just listening to the story, you know, I didn't hear those gentlemen as they were going through their dialysis saying that, and maybe at some point they did. We all experience trials and tribulations in life. Sometimes it's health-related. Sometimes it's family-related. Sometimes it's a task that we need to perform. And we ask ourselves, we ask God, we ask family members, why me? I thought about Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had a few simple words that he said. He said, "Father, if it be, if thou be willing, or if it be thy will, let this cup remove from me." And then he concluded with, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And he had a huge task before him to accomplish. When you think about your personal lives, we all have something before us that we need to accomplish. And what you have before you that you need to accomplish is going to impact somebody else in a great way. So I just wanted to encourage people to not give up. And you may ask the question, why me? But then I have a question for you. Why not you? I thought about Revelations. I believe it's the 12th chapter and the 11th verse. And it says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. And basically what came to me was your experience, your testimony, your trials, your current status, what you have to accomplish in the world is going to help somebody else to overcome as you overcome. So keep pushing. We made it through the worst part of the pandemic. And if you made it through that, you can make it through the next phase of your life. So let's stay on task. And again, we may ask, why me? But do a follow-up question. Why not me? I can do this.
And thank you.
Amen.
Yes, and that is just you are a true minister, evangelist, because I've asked that question too. You know, but don't always think of why you when things around you are going bad. I think of it the complete opposite. Why did God choose me to have such a better life than many others? You know, I have a poem that's called "And Why." Why do I believe that I have so much time when life on earth is but a fleeting moment? You know, why did we have life? Why wasn't I born in Somalia under a tent in the hot sun without any food? There's nothing that I did that I should deserve the luxury of living in the United States, you know? And so we have to look at it that way. What did we do? You know, we could have been in a whole different situation. We could have been born in a war-torn area in the Middle East. We could have been living in the Congo, in Africa, during AIDS, when it ravaged parts of the Congo. So, you know, you got to look at it, you know, not just as why is this bad thing happening to me? Why are those good things happening to you? And I tell you what, when I wake up, yes, I wake up thanking God. Some days it's more clear to me than others, but I just thank God that he allowed me to be in this place in this time. That's a message right
those
there.
The conversations that help to keep people humble too, you know, because you could be in a much worse situation, but God allowed us to be born in the time, in the era, in the United States that we were born in. So those are the types of conversations we should, in fact, have with people just to encourage people and let them know. You could be in a much worse situation, but because of God's grace and his mercy and his infinite wisdom, he placed us in this perfect time and in this perfect season so that we can accomplish what he would have us to accomplish in the earth. So I'm like you. I'm so grateful and appreciative of being born when I was born so that I can do all that
in this time in history,
and much
you
more.
Know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, you know, and I think about it sometimes. I was watching The Color Purple last night, and I was thinking about, you know, what if we were born into slavery? You know, what if we were born?
Lord have mercy.
Yes. And
amen.
Just think about all the things up in world history up until now. We think there's some bad things happening in this world now, but it has been worse. Thank God we weren't born in World War II in Germany, that we weren't Jewish and living in Germany at the time. I mean, there's just so much.
God knows what we can handle and what we cannot.
Yeah. You know, exactly. It just makes you want to get up and just thank God and start praising God when you start to think about it. You know, Yes, yes, and you know, let me Missionary Humphrey's on the line. But Missionary, good morning. I just said we have to just move right into this because you got on the line, and I just want to say we got into a conversation where we're just grateful that God is, we're in this place in this time right now. How are you, Missionary?
Good morning to all of you. I am thanking God for this beautiful day, though it may be raining. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And you all are sounding mighty fine.
And Missionary, thank I just you. Said, I know this is a little bit different than we normally do, but we were right in the middle of this topic, and I said, I'm just going to have to, you know, sometimes, evangelists, you know, when you're in service, you can't just go by the program. Sometimes you got to move with the Spirit, right? And you just have to make that move as the Spirit leads. And I said, you know what? We got to go right into and get Missionary into this conversation. But Missionary, you are somebody, you have been through some things. And I know people want to know how come you dance and jump around on in church. But you've been through some things, and you're just glad to be here, right?
Right. I'm glad to be alive. But I want you to know one thing, the world to know one thing. I met Christ at an early age. And God was been through, I've been through some trials and tribulation in my years, 90 years. I've been sick. I had my leg broke, and I also been shot at and whole robbed. But, you know, through all of those storms, if God has a place for you in life for a disciple to do like all of you, he will carry you through. I've always kept God on my mind. I never did nothing without getting up, thanking God for the many blessings that he brought me through. And then, you know, I'm not selfish. Even this morning when I got up, I praised and thanked God for our country. I don't just pray for one another, because when he brings you through, we're disciples for God. God still needs people. He still used people like he did in the Bible days. You're still a project of God, okay?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. All right, it's a little gloomy out there, but I still love when it rains. I still go outside. You know, I find a reason to go outside. I go out to the garage or something like that. If I left something outside from the previous day, I'll go out because I enjoy it. Whatever the weather, except if it's like 2 degrees or something like that, but it's the rain on a warm day is great. What's the weather like, Kimberly, this today and for the rest of the week?
It is a little cool this morning. It's 66 degrees currently right now. They are saying that temperatures are going to rise a little bit. We're probably going to hit just about 70, maybe 72 today as raindrops continue to fall across the region. Sunday evening, we'll have scattered rain showers with temperatures near 70 degrees. And Sunday night will be mostly cloudy and mild with overnight lows in the middle and upper 60s. So, again, today we're forecasting a high of 72. Rain will continue to be a low of about 67, 70. Tomorrow, you will have more showers. Likely, we're headed back into a period of rain with a high of 84 and a low of 71. On Tuesday, we'll have scattered, mostly evening thunderstorms with a high of 85 and a low of 70. Wednesday, we'll have scattered, mostly evening thunderstorms with a high of 86 and a low of 71. On Thursday, we'll have showers and more thunderstorms, which are likely, with a high of 87, a low of 72. And on Friday, we'll have possible showers, possibly a thunderstorm early, with a high of 85 and a low of 69. And on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 65.
Great, great. And that's a good forecast. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to talk a little about that excessive heat on the West Coast, temperatures up into the 115, 117 degrees. Oh, my God. So we'll be right back after these messages.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risks to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we just have some technical difficulties this morning, but hopefully we'll come in through loud and clear. This is Community Highlights and Inspirational Community Affairs Program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. You can reach him at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual banquet has turned into one of the most important political and religious dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in a time of need. I call her Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning. Let me say this to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the weakness, even my enemy, my foe, come to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host shall encounter against me, my heart shall fear. Though the walls shall rise against me, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, and I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold, it is beautiful. God bless you, Michael. God bless all the team. It's a great thing to be alive and hear all of you all. I'm just glad to be in the land of the living, okay?
Amen. And amen. Thinking of the team, let's go straight to our Sunday morning team. They are here. And first off is political analyst, community activist, and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing and awesome, beautiful Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's always a pleasure sitting in with you on Sunday. And good morning to the Sunday morning team. And good morning to all of the wonderful people in the city of Detroit.
Yes, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary. It's so great to hear your voice. And good morning, Detroit.
And prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader on the show, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning to our amazing team. Good morning to our listening audience. And good morning to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. She mentioned she's glad to be in the land of the living, and we are glad to have you here.
Amen. God, yes, we are.
Amen.
And we had such a spirited conversation between 9 and 9:30. We had to just connect Missionary on before 9:30. It was such an important conversation. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrew, I did want to say something about your the great Bishop Laster and his retirement celebration coming up next weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It is approaching very quickly. Bishop Charles M. Laster, Sr., pastor of the Greater Pentecostal Temple Church, is retiring from the pastorate as of July 18th. We're going to be honoring him and celebrating him at 3 p.m. at Greater Pentecostal Temple Church, 15932 East Warren. He's been a blessing to so many people through his ministry, through his giving, and just through his singing and all of that. And we really appreciate him, and we just want to show him love and honor him while he's yet here on this earth with us. So if you're free, if you're available, come out. It's an outdoor service, so dress appropriately, but come out and celebrate with us as we honor him pastoring for 39 years.
May I say something?
Yes.
I've known him ever since he was, well, probably in his 20s, whatever, 30. He's one of the most grateful preachers that I know. Not only was he a pastor and thought of his church, he's a minister that thought of everybody. He's a guy that helped you down through the years. He's been mighty good to people, and certainly today he is my son. We will be joining him in a great affair on this coming Sunday.
Well, we are excited about that, and we're so glad. And, you know, he's a friend to not only to Missionary Humphrey, but a friend to the program. And I consider him a friend also. And I enjoy going over to Greater Pentecostal. And as I said last week, Evangelist Christie, we're honored that you're a part of us. And we're glad that you're here. We really appreciate you and your input and content to the program.
Thank you. You know, he's the reason that I am connected to you all. He told someone, "Oh, call my daughter. She'll help. She'll do what you ask her to do."
Yeah.
So he's the reason that I am here on this show. So,
He volunteers you. He volunteers you sometimes, doesn't he?
Yes, more like a voluntold, but yes.
Yeah,
we're proud of you. We're proud of you,
thank
my
you.
Dear.
All
yes,
right, missionary. Missionary, our lines have lit up. I just want to thank all of you who are on the line. I see you there. But I can't see those who are streaming online, but I know you're there because I look at the statistics. So thank you for tuning in. And then there are others, Missionary, that listen to the program throughout the week because it's available for the next 7 days for people to listen to. So we appreciate you all. We love you. If you were looking for Missionary Humphrey, she's right here, the second and fourth Sundays right here online on a podcast, okay? So Missionary is up to date. She's on a podcast.
All right,
now. That's right, online. So that's –
All
so you,
right.
You're in the
Michael,
right place.
I want to thank God for you. God has been mighty good for years. We met together. We're still together. You're my personal son, and I'm glad for you. I love you because God did do something for you. You're a nice guy, kiddo, okay?
Well, thank you, Missionary.
Oh,
thank you. Yes, thank you. There's so much love in the room here. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Look, we had a nice, spirited conversation regarding what God has done for us that we really haven't done anything to really deserve. The lifestyle that we have. You think you got it bad. Go over to some other country. Go to Somalia. Go to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Go to parts of the Middle East, and you'll stop complaining and you'll realize this is the wealthiest country in the world. We have everything here. So let me tell you something. You ain't hurting for anything. You'll have another meal tomorrow. There's a lot of places where they don't know where their next meal is coming from, and they don't even know if they're going to be alive. So we appreciate what God has done for us. Let me go to hear from Bishop Kathy. Bishop Kathy, good morning, sir.
Good morning. God bless you. I love you all.
Missionary Humphrey, God bless you. Send prayers out to you and your family. Thank everyone, my sister Ivy online. And thank everyone that's online. The whole team there. Thank you all. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Bishop Kathy, just say something about all the stuff that we did to deserve what we have, or did we?
We have it. And that's a task that we're never going to be able to accomplish.
You're right.
We're going to always be doing something. Why? Because God has chosen our bodies to continue to get the work that Jesus was doing done.
All right.
Now, I'm going to say that again. God has chosen our bodies to continue to get the work done that Jesus was doing. So this is an ongoing thing. It's going to be on. It's going to go fast. That's why from the missionary, she passes it and teaches it on to the next person, because it's an ongoing thing. If we stop now, I wish I had a witness. I'm not going to get
right
too much this morning. If you stop now because you think you did enough for God, then you're fooling yourself, baby.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we can do that's enough for God when he sent his only begotten son. See, we got to top that. And we ain't topping that, baby, just by doing.
That's right.
God want to know what's in your heart. Go ahead, sir.
That's right. And, Bishop, you know, we were talking about it the other day, that there is, if you think your good works are going to get you in, that's going to get you on judgment day, you got another
that's
thing
right.
coming. Because somebody told me about a scripture that says that our good works are like animal waste.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything, and it's not going to get foot in the door at all. And if you think
that's
about
right.
it that way, a lot of people would really change their life if they found out that all that stuff that they think they're doing is going to get you somewhere, and it's really not. It's about living right.
If your good outweighed your bad, and so speak, then you wouldn't have no bad at all. You wouldn't have no bad at all. You just keep being good. There's a choice. There's a choice. And in the carnal mind, with the carnal mind, we will not understand that choice. But with the mind of God, the Spirit of God that speaks to us, and supposed to guide us, that's how we will be able to understand this thing. You can do good all your time. You can do good in your marriage, but you still get a divorce. Have I got a win? You can do good on your job and still get fired. You can do good to your car, but your car still breaks down. Come on, man. Good.
Look at Bishop preaching this morning.
Hey, bless
Bishop,
you. Bless you.
Bishop
bless
Kathy,
you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Chaplain with the police and International Police and Fire. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your words and your this devotional this morning. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Bless you, sir.
All right. Okay, let's go back. Let's get open up another phone line. Our Sunday morning team member at large, Mr. Greg Burkhardt. Good morning, Mr. Burkhardt.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, everybody. And I love
Good
this
morning.
Topic of thankfulness and acknowledging so much that God has given us, including his son, you know, which is hard to imagine, to offer his son for us. And he's given us so much in our friends, in our family, including Missionary Humphrey, who's a leader to us, to show us how to give our love and to follow Jesus. And it brings a psalm to mind that I looked up, Psalm 16, the end of it, and it says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And just to realize that is our pleasures, and just to keep our faith in God, and he will protect us. And it's just been a great, great listening to everybody today. I enjoyed it. I am enjoying it thoroughly. Thank you.
Yes.
It's so good to hear, Greg. So good to hear you, my dear.
Yes. Thank
good
you,
to
sir.
Hear you too, missionary.
Thank you for adding to the program, Sunday Morning Team Member at Large. Thank you so much, Greg Burkhart, for contributing to the program and for listening. And you always have something impactful to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, we're going to keep it going. Let's see. Let's talk to the great Bishop Randall Smith, that great gospel artist, gospel singer, man of God. Good morning, Minister Randall Smith.
Good morning, Sunday morning.
Good morning, good morning. Bless you, brother. Say something for us this morning on your mind.
Listen, I love you all. I love the Lord. And we're living in the season of Jericho, favorite, and blessing. From the hatching of those eggs, we become captain. Captain. God bless and keep you, my brother.
Yes, he is. And, and it's good to hear from him. And good to hear from you, Randall Smith, Minister Smith. Thank you so much for jumping on and sharing some words here with Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday Morning Team. She's on. She can hear you. She can hear you.
I can hear you.
It's a little bit noise there, but we hear you. Thank you,
okay.
Minister Smith.
Bless you. All right. Talk to you all soon.
God bless you. Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, let's go to another line. Good morning, evangelist. I would say evangelist. I know you have your event coming up soon. Bishop Kathy, I know, is a good support to you. Tell us about your event.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise
Hope
the
everyone
Lord.
Is having a glorious day. My event is Fun City, not Good City. And it is July 37th. I mean, what I'm saying. Excuse me, y'all. July 37th.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that day.
I'm going to add some days to the calendar.
Yes.
11 to 9 o'clock.
On what
we're
day?
We're going to it'll be on a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 o'clock. We have
okay,
the political...
The I'm sorry, what's the date again?
July 31st.
31st, okay,
and
gotcha.
It says, thank Suzanne Cody Rudge. They used to call it Cody Rudge. They changed it on West Chicago and Evergreen, right on the
okay.
corner. And
West
it's going to be, yep, it's going to be the political leaders will be speaking in District 7. I think the council people at large, we're trying to get them to, they give a chance. This is the time for them to talk about their programs. Hopefully it'll be a lot of people. We're going to have a basketball tournament, 18 to 24. Jazz concert, that's a VIP, $15 for the VIP seat. And we're going to have a gospel rally. We got to bring God because it's his idea. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's right.
We're going to have a talent show. So we like for everyone to come out. And, but most of all, I need prayer. I need prayer on this. I've never done anything on this multitude, on this level. So I need
okay.
prayer. And
well, absolutely.
Gonna...
All right.
And give us your name so that those, because we have a lot of people that are listening right now. Just give us your name and how we can get in contact with you.
Okay, my name is Pastor Joyce Branham. They call me AKA Harriet Tubman of the Hood. Many of you know me by that name.
Right. I'm familiar.
And so my phone number, 313-948-1155.
Okay, 313-948-1155. Pastor Joyce Branham, say hello to Missionary Humphrey. This is her program this morning.
Missionary Humphrey, I've met you before, I believe, but I heard so much about you and your work for the community, your love. I've met people who say, have you met, because, you know, I've been out here quite a while. I'm 73.
Well, let me tell you, you're halfway there because Missionary's 93, so you got a ways to catch up.
But I've heard her name has been noised throughout this land.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But we're all looking forward to your event. I'm going to bring my candidate, Erica Maria, to the event on the 31st. So we're excited about it, this gospel rally, West Chicago and Evergreen. Pastor Joyce Branham, thank you so much. God bless you. And we'll see you on the 31st.
And I want to add the thing is that I need vendors and sponsors. So if the Lord put anything on your heart to be a vendor, please give me a call. Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Missionary, let's hear from our team that may want to share our Sunday morning team. So let's go to Henrietta Ivy for some remarks before we wrap up this morning. Yeah, we want to hear your lovely voices. Go ahead, Henrietta.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michael. And thank you again, Missionary, for allowing me to be a part of your world. It's been an amazing journey working with you and Michael. I, again, just have to say thank God for placing you both in my life at a time when I was running for office and how you guys encouraged me to keep pushing, whether win or lose. And moving forward, so many great things have happened because of the connection with your community highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show. And I just want to say, like Michael said earlier, this is a great country to be in. We are so blessed to be able to do the things that we're doing, have the things that we're having. Say this, God knows our heart. The works are expected, but the heart is what he looks at. So if your heart is not in the work that you're doing, then it's all in vain. So thank you again for allowing me to be part of this amazing team, and I truly, truly appreciate the love and support.
Bless you.
Well, Henrietta, you've got what it takes, and you have so much energy. And the reason we do this and we're so active and so just like Missionary, because I learned all my political stuff from Missionary, and that is we love this country, we love this city, and we want things to be better. We want to have better laws, and that's why we do this, and we want people that are in office that care about us and our community, because look at all these anti-voting laws that are coming up across the country for no reason at all. There has been no widespread fraud. There's hardly any fraud at all. And these things are rolling back into the 60s and 50s and 40s to try to take away our vote and the impact.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And Missionary, you grew up during that era down south. You know what it's like.
I do know what it's like. We used to, as a kid, they couldn't vote. You had to vote, stay with the people who owned their farm. Whole lot of things we went through with in those days. And when the last fight come up with Martin Luther King at that time, people had to run. A whole lot went down, I've seen. It take me a year, week to talk about it, okay?
Yeah, yes, I know. And so we cannot let these laws go back, and we need to stand up and fight. And Henrietta, you're one of those fighters, so we're glad that you're part of the team too. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, she is part of – before that, because we are going to talk about Franklin Wright, I just wanted to say a couple things. Number one, program is brought to you by Attorney Cliff Paschal. This is our attorney of record here on Community Highlights. He's been around with us for decades now, and he specializes in personal injury, worker disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, probate and estates, and real estate. And it's a whole lot more. There's a long list of things that his team over here, not too far from where I am right now here in Southfield. And, you know, it's about creative and strategic thinking. 4 decades of helping Michigan clients navigate the maze of life. Attorney Cliff Paschal at Paschal, Tashman & Walker. And Here's the number for Attorney Cliff Pascal, 248-353-7750. 248-353-7750. Tell him that you heard it on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And if you would like your company to join the list of companies like Cliff Pascal on the Community Highlights program, call me tomorrow at 248-516-8300. So you can join the list of companies that supports our programs. Franklin Wright Settlement, Missionary, earlier we were saying, and the three of us, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, myself, and Missionary, it was great to go back and have a face-to-face meeting for the first time in over a year, Missionary, and it was great having dinner with you and the rest of our committee on this past week.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Yes, I stare.
Yeah.
And we must not forget to still praise that the Lord be blessed. It's raining all over the country. Strange things are happening. God is still in control. Let's pray for the people that lost their lives and things in Florida.
Yeah.
We're just praying for everybody. We're not selfish.
Yeah.
We love everybody. And God will answer prayer. We pray for this, all our community, and those that are in the hospital, and those that with the water, my basement flooded, and I know some of the rest of the people was flooded. Let's pray for all of the people. God is still in control. All you have to do is to trust him. And we're looking forward to being with Bishop Lassiter and Robert God in Heaven, something, and Bishop Moore and different one. Next Sunday is a big day, honey.
Yes. It's a lot going on.
Not going on. And
yeah.
Today's a lot going on. I'm going to get out. It's raining. But I'm still able to get dressed and get in the car and ride. Me and my angel and the Lord got a thing going on.
Kimberly Davis, say something real quick. We just got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, so really quick. So Christy said this morning, why me? And you and Henrietta are talking about fighting the good fight. And I just want to remind us of what Mark chapter 9, verse 23 says. And Jesus said to him, if thou canst, all things are possible to him that believeth. We are here, as Christy said, because this is where, Stephen Cathy said, this is where we're supposed to be. We are here because God has placed us here. We must believe in the purpose that he has given us so that we can achieve and push ourselves forward. Have a great week, everyone. God bless.
Thank you. Evangelist Christy Lassiter, just say something real quick.
I agree. We are here for a specific purpose, and I am grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be on the Sunday morning program with all of you. And I just want to encourage all of you to keep doing what you're doing because you are making an amazing impact in the life of someone else, especially Missionary. You have blessed so many people. And I pray that God just continues to give all of you the desires of your heart. Keep pushing forward.
Good.
Thank you. That was good.
All right. Missionary, just going to turn it over to you for the last minute. Been a great program. Great service this morning here.
Yeah, my thought for all of you, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land of the living. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the design of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. May the Lord bless everybody, okay?
Amen. Thank you. It really felt like we had service this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been great. Thank you, Sunday morning team, Missionary. Thank you for being such a help to me and part of my life. So I just want to say that right now. Thank you so much for all that you, the time and the investment that you have in me. God bless you. Thank you. I love you so much. Love you guys. We'll see you next Sunday morning right here.
Love you
okay.
all. Have a blessed day.
Have a good Sunday today.
Love you guys. Have a blessed week.
I'm on some family on this morning. about your amazing grace. Never seen anything like it.
with his chosen, I'm confessing it. God had better plans for me. You see, I was blinded by reality. Yeah, had no control over the enemy, but thankfully he saved me, brought me back my sanity. I'm just trying to be close enough to see him. Many times I fell on my knees.
You have power, and at Lake Trust Credit Union, we're here to help you unleash it. Whether it's everyday banking, life-changing loans, or friendly advice, we exist to find your power. Lake Trust, the power in all of us.